On day four of the Milosevic trial in The Hague, the former Yugoslav president continued to paint himself as the victim and not the villain. Slobodan Milosevic spoke for nearly 5 hours today and accused Western powers of having plotted against Yugoslavia over the last decade. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
The defendant was impassioned as he painted a tormented picture of Balkan history over the last century. In this view, the Serbs play the eternal victims of great power manipulation. Milosevic used scores of gruesome photographs of maimed and carbonized bodies felled during the 1999 NATO air war. Speaking through an interpreter, he listed many of NATO's civilian targets both in Serbia proper and in Kosovo.
This is an example of bestiality, targeting people this way.
He also gave a list of hospitals, medical facilities, a sanitarium, and a home for the elderly he said were destroyed by NATO.
Now I'm asking you, what kind of tribunal can you talk about if you refuse to try people for all these crimes, the crimes committed by the leaders and governments and army of the NATO pact countries that I enumerated, that I quoted, on the territory of Yugoslavia?
One site he mentioned was the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, which NATO officials claim was hit by mistake. But Milosevic accused the U.S. of choosing that target on purpose.
It becomes quite clear that Clinton wanted to go down in history as the first man to have bombed Chinese territory by bombing its embassy in Belgrade.
The defendant rejected the prosecution's charge that during the NATO air war, Serbian forces expelled about 1 million Albanians from Kosovo. He said it was the Kosovo Liberation Army, the KLA, that forced fellow Albanians to leave their homes in order to create what Milosevic called the illusion of an exodus. To bolster his theory about a vast anti-Serb conspiracy, he listed crimes Albanians committed against Serbs after NATO deployed troops in Kosovo.
Serbs were en masse thrown out of their houses, looted, and their houses moved into by Albanians. So far, they have set fire, plundered, and illegally seized more than 50,000 Serb houses and apartments.
Milosevic claimed these crimes were committed with the tacit complicity of NATO troops and UN administrators. He barely discussed the specific charges lodged against him, but courtroom observers say he did raise some issues that will have impact on world public opinion. Richard Dicker, an expert on international justice, says the Human Rights Watch organization has determined that NATO did violate international humanitarian law in striking civilians, but he said these weren't war crimes because they were unintentional. Dicker also says there has been a pattern of attacks on Serb civilians in Kosovo, which is officially under NATO protection.
Those crimes are squarely within the scope and jurisdiction of this court, and Human Rights Watch has called for the indictment of senior KLA leaders on what we believe to be serious crimes against humanity of Serbs and other minorities in Kosovo.
Milosevic will complete his opening arguments on Monday, and the first witnesses are expected to take the stand on Tuesday. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, The Hague.